Welcome back to the final module of this week, in which we've really been working with changing your focus, shifting your mindset, and really changing the course of your outcomes by looking at the questions that you're asking yourself. So, did you have some success in coming up with better questions? This is a process. It doesn't happen overnight, and it takes some work. So, if this is feeling difficult for you, know that's completely normal and just keep at it, but don't skip over it, okay? It's really important. In this final module, we're going to talk a little bit about the story of your life, and then we'll get on to our weekly challenge, right? So we have, you may have heard me talk about this before in previous modules, right? There are the facts that happen to us. There are the facts of our life, right? The dog is lost. We have to go to the grocery store. Our relationship is in conflict, right? And then there's the story we tell ourselves about that, right? Facts are facts, right? Things have happened to us. Our parents got divorced. We were in a car accident. We've seen and done things other people have not seen and done. We've had different life experiences. Those are all true, right? Those are the facts of our life. But what are the stories we tell ourselves about those? The stories are where the juice is. The story, you know, we've been talking about how we speak to ourselves, the thoughts we have, the questions we ask. Those really determine the direction of your life, right? And we have control over the story. We do not always have control over the things that happen to us. We can't control other people. Trauma is a fact of life. Bad things do happen, right? But we do have control over the story we tell ourselves. Let me give you an example to kind of illustrate how powerful changing the story and rewriting your own story can be. So I worked with one guy, Jason, right? And Jason grew up with an alcoholic parent who he struggled with for years, right? His mother was kind of not consistent during his childhood. He took on the role of kind of being the parent of the household in some ways, helping raise his siblings, looking out after her, and got put in that role and took on that role of being really responsible, right? He was the most responsible person in the family. And from this experience, he actually created, as he aged, right, he created a healthy family for himself, a healthy partnership, healthy family dynamics with his own children. He created a healthy business. But he still, when we were working, he was still very angry and very resentful about his mother for not treating him fairly, for the things that she had done and not done, for always paying more attention to his brother. And he realized the story that he was telling himself was really putting himself in a victim role. He was the victim to his mother's bad parenting. And he didn't even really know he was doing this. But he realized through this process that there was another story, actually, that was true, right? That having this crappy childhood experience of an unpredictable parent who is often using substances and not consistent and not the loving, nurturing parent that he had wanted, it actually taught him how to be responsible and how to be a stand-up community member. It really motivated him to do his life completely differently, right? It motivated him to be a public servant, to help other people, to be a solid partner, to be a solid father. And that if it hadn't have been for that crappy experience that kind of forced him to grow up and take charge, he wouldn't be such an accomplished public servant. He wouldn't be such a successful provider and community member. So it's not that we want to look necessarily for the positive in all the shit that's happened to us, but often when there has been stuff that's happened to us, deep down it's actually motivated us to create some positive change, and it's made us who we are. And often it's made us who we are in a actually a really wonderful way, in an empowering way, but in a way that we often, just because it's the nature of humans to sort of moth to a flame on negative thinking, right? We haven't really stopped to evaluate the story that we're telling ourselves about it. Another person I worked with, a woman, she had a story that she'd come from a dysfunctional family growing up. You know, it wasn't outrageously dysfunctional, but her parents didn't really get along. They probably didn't have the most healthy marriage. And there was some fighting, and there wasn't a whole lot of affection or love in the house. And she thought, you know what, I'm just destined to be divorced because I don't know how to have a successful relationship. I've never seen one. I don't really know what that looks like. My childhood was pretty dysfunctional. I didn't learn how to do emotions well. No one was ever allowed to kind of speak their minds or deal with emotions in a healthy way. And, you know, successful marriages, successful relationships, success in general, that's for other people because given my past, I can't really do that, right? So she had this negative belief system embedded in this story. So she worked pretty hard at realizing that the story she'd been telling herself, one of being broken, one of being a victim to her past experiences, was starting to play out, right? See, I'm a failure when things didn't work out. See, when her engagement ended, right? See, I can't do this. I don't know how. Everybody leaves me, right? These sorts of thoughts, right? This was the story she was starting to play out, a story of failed relationships and of brokenness. But she started to shift this story to, I'm creating a new and healthier life for myself. And those past experiences, as troubling and dark as they were at times, had actually motivated her to really switch her mindset, to create a different path so that she didn't keep this legacy of dysfunction going on in her life, right? So what's the story of your life for real? Not what you want it to be, right? But what is it typically? Is it something like, I'm a good guy who keeps getting taken advantage of, or no one ever loves me the way I want, or I try, but nothing ever changes, right? Or all of life is just sort of pain and suffering. If you ask and you get really honest with yourself, what is the story, your current life story, right? And what do you want your story to be? We can't change past relationships. We can't change other people, but we can change your story. And that really changes how you approach your entire life. Is it a story of redemption? Is it a story of overcoming obstacles? What is it going to be? If you think about someone like Nelson Mandela, for example, right? Imprisoned for decades, right? Imprisoned for decades, yet, and you know, if you're imprisoned wrongly, right, there's every opportunity and every reason in the world to feel bitter, angry, resentful, and let prison life really drag you down the tubes. Yet he didn't do that, did he? He created a different story for himself. He did not create a story of how his life sucked and was driven into the gutter unfairly, right? He used his personal pain as his growth, and he changed his focus considerably to create positive change for an entire nation, affecting things across the world, changing the way race was handled in South Africa, right? And this is a dramatic example, but this is a really, I think, poignant example of how we think about our life and what's happening to us really changes the way of how we're behaving. His story wasn't one of how he'd been treated unfairly and was angry about it. It became one of positive personal change and motivation and deep centeredness and deep creating positive change in his environment. So what we're going to do right now is pause, get your notebook out. So getting your notebook out, have your pen and paper, set some time aside to focus on this. I want you to really think right now, if you were to take an honest and accurate approach if your life was a movie, what would the title be? Right now, as it stands to be, stands right now, based on how you're currently living. What's the story of this movie? What's the plot? What happens in the beginning, middle, and end? The way you've been living, what's this movie called? Is it the shit life? Is it I've been trying and going nowhere? What would the theme song of this movie be? Would it be some hard rock, metal, angry theme song? Sad and lonely music? Do you like this movie? Do you want to even keep watching it? How does this movie make you feel? Is this a sad movie with a horribly depressing ending where the main character kind of dies, withers away? Perhaps you want to be the lead in a different movie altogether. So write it down. What's the title of your movie? What's the theme song? Have some fun with it, right? It's always a little bit more fun if we were making fun of ourselves. Let's be honest. Really think about how this movie goes in the beginning, middle, and the end. What's the plot line here? Who's the main character? You, by the way. Who's going to play you? And now, once you have that written down, let's think of a different story. If you don't like that story in particular, let's think of a different one. What kind of story do you want to write for yourself? What kind of movie do you want to be in? Let's think of a different title. One that's empowering. One that's even exciting. What's this movie about? What does this main character do, overcome, accomplish, achieve, feel? What's the plot line? What happens in the beginning, middle, and end of this story? Is it a story of victory? Is it a story of love? Is it a story of creating family and laughter? Of success? Of overcoming obstacles? Of achieving your dreams? What's the theme song to this story? What exciting things happen in this story? What's the title of this movie? You can make it funny, have some fun. So write down some notes here. I want to kind of get you out of your own mind and start creating a different life for yourself, right? We are living a story, whether we know it or not. So let's get clear on the kind of story we are living and the kind of story we want to be living. So if you have some notes here, great. If you want to take a few more moments, pause this module here and finish this exercise. Okay, so what kind of story did you come up with? I can't wait to hear about it. I'm hoping that you have a much more empowering, fun, positive outcome story, right? And that we can start to discount the crappy, maybe less than fun story that you've been telling yourself up until this point. So now let's talk about this week, the weekly review and the challenge that you have coming up between now and next week. Number one, please be doing your morning routines and please be checking in with yourself several times throughout the day. Do whatever you need to do that, setting alarms on your phone. I really want you to get like super expert on noticing what state you're in and doing something about it. And This week, we've been talking about mindset. We've been talking about disempowering questions. We've been talking about our mental focus. Now, hopefully by now you realize that our mind is not for autopilot. There is no more autopilot happening or able to be tolerated, right? We need to control our mind, right? We need to pay attention to the thoughts that are happening in our mind. Pay attention to the disempowering questions that are happening in order to massively shift our actions and our outcomes. And so this week, I really want you to make this into a game, right? If you think about it, right, if, for example, in a football game, right, you're playing, you're seeing a player come at you, you know you're about to collide. So I want you to imagine pressing the pause button and everyone stops but you, right? And you can change your moves in order to get around that opponent, in order to score and move away from getting tackled. Right? That's how I want you to think about changing your questions. So when you're in the middle of a conversation with somebody in which you're maybe feeling angry, or you're in a conflict with someone, or you're in the middle of experiencing a negative emotion, I want you to imagine pressing pause, right? Stopping the situation and doing whatever you need to do to shift your question to more empowering. What am I thinking right now? What kind of question am I asking myself right now while I've hit the pause button? And what do I need to ask myself differently to shift the outcome of this situation? I want you to make it fun, right? Because it can be challenging, and it is a new habit to sort of stop yourself midway through and be like, what am I thinking right now? What am I asking myself right now? So have some fun with this. Right? Make it into a game. It's kind of like everything's happening. I'm pressing the pause button, right? And we're going to, like, when you're watching the replay on an NFL game, right? And they do all those fancy technology where you can see how everyone else is moving and they've got it focused on the one player. You're that one player, right? This is when we're going to pause and you get to really shift your question and then watch how, when you do that, you sidestep the collision and you get around the opponent, right? So that's what I really want you to focus on this week. And let me know if you have any questions. And otherwise, I look forward to seeing you in next week's lessons.